Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke and Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Happy peeps. How you doing? Just me. And you. WZ can't make it, get stuck at town. On some personal business. Ain't no thing. Happens to even the best of us, or the worst of us in my case. So I'm just going to spin a couple of tunes and then jump out of here because we don't have much to talk about, I guess. I mean, to be honest with you. Here's Bruce Lee.
After a hard day's work, a trigger your fingers itching, open them all to murk. Spend all day sleeping sandies at the local sub shop. Yeah, the only thing that gets me through it is a whole bunch of committed high. Yeah, beer is blue, that's what it's for. Yeah, beer is good.
iTunes or Google Play or Amazon MP3 or all those wonderful places where MP3s are sold. It'll cost you 79 cents, okay? Maybe 99 cents. I don't know. Either way, you're getting a good fucking deal. I mean, that song obviously has already changed your life. Might as well keep it up. One way you can keep up the goodness is to buy our other song. And that song, I store. So actually, I discovered today that it's not up for sale yet. But it will be soon, and you can get Farmer Song at iTunes and Google Play and Amazon when it's up. And to find out when it's up, just keep listening to the show. We'll update you. We'll let you know. It should be soon, probably Thursday. And his taste, well, not a taste, here's the entire fucking song. Just for you.
My brother.
have it, like I said, soon. My next Thursday, you can buy that on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, etc. So now I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to kick off a rerun for you. I'm uninspired being just me. You have 30 seconds to inspire me. Call me 646-478-0616. Inspire me to go on. But otherwise, I'm going to play a repeat that goes to something like this.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts, Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke and Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Hello, hello!
How do?
Party people. How do? Not too bad. How do you?
I do.
You do too?
I do.
That's what she said.
Jesus Christ. All right.
We're going to start that. Show.
We're starting on a high note. We can only go down from here.
Literally. Literally a high note.
Hey.
Yes?
I was getting a crazy echo from your end. I don't hear anymore.
Are you there, Rubus?
I am here.
I'm getting a crazy echo from your side. Here, let me hang up and call you back.
Wait, I did that on purpose.
I know. I'm just
Jesus Christ. I thought I was good at something.
Hey, you were. You were so good. It tricked me into thinking that there was an echo. Then I thought, that Rufus, he's such a trickster. You know, I'm leaving tomorrow, Rufus.
Jeez. Where are you driving?
Well, tomorrow we're going to make it as far as Manchester, Ohio.
Oh, you're going to North Carolina?
North Carolina, yes, sir.
Wow,
not
I guess.
Not looking forward to it at all.
Did you get to drive a fancy RV, considering where you are and what you do?
You know what? I should have looked into that before I did this spur-of-the-moment trip 2 months ago. No, we'll just drive a regular one. I would like to drive an RV, but then you have to figure out how to get back.
Oh.
I don't feel comfortable enough driving an RV pulling a car. Does that make sense?
Yes, that does make sense.
Seems very dangerous. Probably see all these old people do it all the time. It can't be that hard, right?
Hey, can you rent RVs?
Yes, you can. 1-800-RENT-RV.
But do you have to bring them back, or is it like U-Haul? You just go to where you want to go, and you can leave it.
You can do that. Yeah, you can do that, too.
Wow. Damn, I wish that was my idea.
Yeah, well, it was. It just was someone else's idea first.
Yeah, the rich guy's idea.
Well, you know what? I did see there's a place called Road Bear RV. And they buy from one of my customers, and they had sold 125 brand new fucking RVs.
Jesus Christ. So what do those go for, a pop? Like 40 grand, starting? Jesus Christ.
100 grand to start. I mean, I looked into it one time just to see how much they rent for. It's really not that fucking cheap. It's like $200 a night, $250 a night. It's like a rental car and a hotel room wrapped into each other, I guess.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess it really is.
Yeah, I mean, it's just.
You don't want to take an RV to the market like a rental car, though. I got to go to the store. I'm going to jump on the RV.
Yeah, good on gas. Gets about fucking 8 miles to the gallon, probably. Who cares? It's fucking fossil fuels. Who gives a shit? We're all moving off this planet in fucking 10 years anyways, right?
Well, that should make them run off of piss and shit, since you got to piss and shit in them. Like,
they should.
Do that. Just funnel it right into the tank.
Soon, a little nuclear reactor. You have to eat Mexican food the whole way.
That's right.
Jalapenos.
You can only do the drive-through Taco Bell.
You know what's sad is I could do that. I could live off fucking Taco Bell. I shit you not.
I eat Taco Bell at least 4 times a week. I'm serious.
I know. I could eat it every fucking day. That's sad. I have to stop myself from going to Taco Bell.
Well, I mean, honestly, as like drive-through places go, if you're gonna commit to doing a fast food joint, at least Taco Bell it's the healthiest option.
Yes,
I mean,
is.
You know, it's yeah.
What they say.
So I say.
And it's pretty goddamn fast too. It's pretty
fast. It's really fast, yeah.
You know why? No fries.
Exactly.
Every time that you're held up at a fucking fast food line, I'm convinced it's fries or some asshole ordering a cheeseburger with no cheese. I just want to pay for the cheese, but I don't really want it.
I like a cheeseburger, hold the cheese.
How dare you to fucking do that?
I should do that.
It's like that lady. It's so funny. Remember I was telling you a while back that I went to buy lunch meat, and the lady told me I couldn't say order fucking 60 pieces of salami?
Yes, I do remember that.
You know, I was standing in line at the same store about a week ago, and the lady in front of me ordered 6 pieces of fucking roast beef.
Really?
And I said, you can't do that.
Did you? All the tables have been turned.
The lady behind the counter gave me a dirty look. And the lady looked at me and said, well, that's what they told me when I ordered 60 pieces of salami.
Oh, my God.
Fuck that. Fuck them. That's just fucking rude.
Pieces.
I don't care what people. Look at us in our matching green shirts.
I was going to say something about that, yeah.
I have yet to see you wear your Hypersloth shirt, though. I'm a little concerned with that.
I should wear it for the show. It's actually too big for me to wear, like, as an actual item unless I...
I'll tell you what. Wash it once and it won't be.
Oh, really? Do they shrink?
Well, if you, yeah, wash it in hot water and dry it on hot, and it'll fucking shrink. It's a shirt.
Maybe then it'll be a glove.
It might be. It might be your schmedium. It'll fucking hug you in all the right places.
My schmedium.
Yes.
It really accentuates my spare tire.
Yes, and your man breath. your gynomastia.
That's what we should add to our shirts is like breast support for men.
There you go. No, I'll do a lift. Things that pushes your tits up.
A lift. So we'll have the only men's shirts that you buy by the cup size.
Hey, I'm just going to get a shirt that says, sorry, I was cut once. So I'm now left with these man breasts because at one time I had massive pecs.
Jesus Christ.
The pec pal.
The pec pal. Nice.
Pal.
Yes.
Hold up your sorry pecs. Because it sounds kind of manly.
Yes, it does. The peck pellet.
And the pecs.
Hang on. That triggered the opening the show notes file. The peck pal.
You know, that's what I was thinking, too, that when we open this 420, I have officially made the Bud Buddy order.
Really?
Yeah. 1,500. Well, too bad. See, I have to postpone because they're going to take 12 days to build. Whatever that means. They're not really building them to process, I guess. And then 20 days on a boat to get here.
A boat?
Yes. They literally are coming free. Well, but see, I've got... That's for 15,000 of them.
Right.
But I've got 1,500 coming that I'm paying for DHL to deliver in like... Well, not 2 days from today, but 2 days. Actually, it'll have to be 2 days from the 21st when I get back from my vacation.
So the 23rd.
Unless you want me to send them to your house.
I don't know
how good would that do. Then I have to pay for shipping all over again. But people are going crazy for the fucking Bud Buddy. I know you don't think so, and I can't wait to get other shit out there.
I've never said that. What are you talking about? I know you don't think so. Okay. I like how you just assume my displease with this.
Well, all this is just to prove you wrong. All this is to prove you wrong.
Hey, dude, plenty of businesses have been built on spite.
Can I tell you something? I almost didn't do the show tonight because I was so stressed out about this trip because I fucking hate driving.
Yes.
Like long distance. I did it for a long time, you know, to see the dead and back and forth between Texas and Elkhart. And I can tell you that the best day of the trip is the day that you leave to come home.
This is true. That's,
you know,
totally,
man,
true.
I would rather take this 2 week vacation and just stay fucking home. Got a lot of work I could do. You know what I mean?
Work.
I did buy something cool though. I'm taking my guitar.
Uh-huh.
And I've got this little thing that I've got GarageBand on my iPad just because it comes free when you get the computer or whatever.
Cool.
And I got this thing off Amazon where you can plug your guitar into your iPad.
Really?
You can record it. It's got like all these amp modulators and shit, like, you know, British Tweed and all that shit that I don't understand.
That's cool.
But I'm going to get incredibly high and drunk and come up with some awesome riffs sitting on the balcony at this place.
Oh, the balcony. Okay, I thought you were going to smoke weed, record guitar, and drive at the same time.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do that, too. And drink.
You've got two hands. Might as well put them to use.
What do you think? Why would they, if they didn't want you to drink and drive, why cup holders? Right?
That's true.
Why would they put in, what else would you put in a cup holder other than a fucking bottle or a can of beer?
What they need is something you could piss in while you're driving.
You know, this is not a couple. Like 10 years ago, I lived in a rental house.
Yes.
And, like, my man space was, now it's in my house, but it was in the garage at this place. So when it was super duper cold out, I would, like, have a heater on in there, but I wouldn't want to walk and forth, back and forth through the snow to the regular house to piss or whatever. So I drilled a hole through the wall. It's a true story. It was not a glory hole. But then there was a funnel that was in this fucking garage, so I put the funnel in a piece of tube off the funnel, like through the wall, out the hole. Worked like a fucking charm, let me tell you.
I bet it did. Wow. That's the entrepreneurial spirit.
People laughed at me for that. I'm like, well, at least I'm not, because they'd come over and visit. And
you show them how it works?
And yeah, and no. They would, they would, like, go outside and piss, right? And I'm like, well, that's why, when no one's here, I mean, I didn't piss in front of them in there. I should have put a fucking little thing up, a little deal like at a urinal or like in a restaurant.
Yeah, you should have put a shelf above it, like a urinal at a bar, so you could put your beer on it.
I should have. I should have just put it one of those things that you can put in your car, like right there.
Oh, you can have the framed page of the newspaper.
Oh, yeah. Regular bar.
The sports page.
With the DWI ad.
That's right.
You ever notice that? Like, everyone I've seen. Well, no, see, now instead of putting the newspaper up there, some company has started renting out fucking space. Have you seen this? They like rent. They put ads up in front of the urinal on like a bulletin board with a piece of glass over plastic, obviously.
Oh no, I have seen that. I have seen that. Yes.
It's like 9 times out of 10, it's an ad for either bankruptcy.
Yes.
Force or DWI. It's like all attorneys ad. There's nothing else up there.
That's right.
Because I think if you're hanging out at the bar that much, one of those three things is going to happen to you.
Yes.
That's why I don't hang out at bars.
Speaking of urinating, did I ever tell you my invention for movie theaters when you have to leave and take a leak so you don't miss the movie?
You did not.
So let's say when you get your ticket, it's got a little strip, some kind of code in there, right?
Right.
And so you're watching the movie and you reach a point where you're like, God damn, I've got to fucking take a leak. So you leave. Well, each urinal has a screen in front of it, and when you step up within a certain space,
it comes on,
it
the movie
detects
comes
it,
on.
And the movie comes on, or there's a screen on the inside of the stall door, right? So it can read your fucking time stamp deal and start the movie in real time where it's at. And then when you step away, it stops and you go back.
Wow, that's a great idea.
I called it You're in the Movies.
Oh, nicely done. You're going to be in business. You know, do they still, now, in a movie theater, do they still show the movie on a film strip, or how does that work now? I mean, I don't really know.
I don't know. I've been to a movie recently, but I couldn't tell if it was, you know, actual projected film or if it was some weird, crazy new technology. I mean, I guess for these 3D movies, it's probably some crazy technology, because it's not the old, like, red-green
right
from the 70s.
Now, did you ever notice this? Next time you go to the movies, look up at where the projector is and tell me, I bet you $1 million there's going to be like some smoke in front of like where the projector's coming out. And I'm like, how the fuck is that? I don't care what movie I see. You can always see like that little bit of smoke like in an old movie theater or something.
Right.
And I'm always like, what the fuck is that? Like dirty skin and bad breath, like just floating in the fucking air.
Yeah, that's what's trapped in the seats. And then everybody sits down and just...
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you what. How'd you like to be the guy that had to clean the floor in a fucking movie theater?
I wouldn't make it past day one of that job.
Remember, that girl that worked with us, Deanna, didn't she? She, like, worked at that movie theater, and they had to do all that shit.
I think so. I don't
loved it, though. She fucking loved that.
Wasn't she the anorexic chick?
Yes, she was. She
wow.
was the anorexic chick. She obviously was not eating a lot of candy and popcorn at work.
Or not keeping it down.
But she ate like one mushroom a day at the fucking sub shop.
That's right. She cut it with a knife and fork.
Yeah, she did. She put salt and pepper on it. No, she fried it. She fried one single mushroom on the grill.
Mm-mm.
Ate it like a steak. Oh, I'm stuffed. She ate like one little sliver. She's like, I'm stuffed. I'm going to throw this out. You want this?
Can I get this to go?
Put it in one of those fancy salad things. I'll tell you what, did you ever feel legit selling one of those salads?
I didn't feel legit.
The only reason I didn't feel legit is because shredded lettuce. Someone a fucking salad of shredded lettuce.
That is kind of weird. I mean,
I like the way they pinwheeled the meat, though. That was clever.
That's true. I did eat a lot of salads when I was there, though, but they weren't salads that we served. You know, they were primo concoction. But, yeah, I mean, the salad was just a sandwich without a bun, right?
Yeah,
basically.
It's exactly what it was.
It's like a hamburger.
You know, I never understood have a club sandwich there either.
Because it's not
you got to grill the fucking cooked bacon.
It's not from Boston or Delaware. They don't have clubs up there.
Talking Delaware?
I guess.
Cabs are here.
Hey, you got my tasty cakes? Whoa. Tasty
Wait a minute.
Cakes.
See, but the deal is none of that shit is from Delaware. That's all from fucking Philadelphia. Tasty Philadelphia. Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, hence the name, are from Philadelphia.
Yeah.
It's like that guy stole all of Philadelphia and said, this shit's from Delaware.
Exactly.
No wonder people were confused when they came in. They're probably expecting, like, long or like clam chowder or something.
I'm gonna start a Delaware barbecue.
Yeah, that's right. I'm gonna start Delaware Hut.
I'll start Delaware Chinese food. Delaware Hut.
Delaware Chinese, the best of Chinese food in Delaware.
That's right. You get wontons and tasty cakes.
$1 if you can name one fucking town in Delaware.
God damn, you've really okay. A town in Delaware. Do you know one?
I can't think of one. I can't think of anything on the East Coast.
I thought you were going to be able to hold me to it.
No. I'm just saying. Capital of Delaware.
Philadelphia.
The Philly cheesesteak.
That's right.
Cheesesteak, though. That's probably that town in.
I'm sure they all ever. Three-pointed hats and Liberty Bells.
And one thing, paper hat. Sir. He just remember that was his big fast food, honest. But
trying to legitimize his.
Yeah. Please, you don't have to wear paper hats. And someone's back there, my own, like, some paper hats because a limp rag.
Oh, shoot, dude.
I wouldn't be surprised if I got it and found my old Delaware Subs hat. The shirt is forever.
Man, I swear to God, I would wash the shirt, like, I worked the grill a lot, and it would just have a band across the middle from the grill. That's right.
It never even fucking came
out. Oh, it was crazy.
They didn't touch it.
Stunk. You leave one in your car, and your car's
smell like
fucking red. Cheesesteak, onions.
If you just were driving home.
Oh, yeah.
It's my car drive. Great for a Philly cheesesteak.
Is that when they started doing the pork cheesesteak?
Yes, and how foul that smelled. That was the worst fucking idea ever. Wasn't that just like to offend Jewish people or something?
Yeah, it was the Muslim clientele.
I can tell you that I never tried the pork cheesesteak or the chicken cheesesteak.
I remember them both being pretty good, but they weren't as tasty as just the plain old beef cheesesteak.
The pork smelled foul to me. I don't know. The pork never smelled good. And I don't mind pork, but...
Well, it's because nobody ate it, so it sat around for months.
It's true. That's where it did get stinky, sitting in that fucking slimy blood in its little cradle.
Yeah, it was sitting in that bloody juice. It was riddled with worms.
With papers. Thin, slimy papers separating the pieces.
Yeah.
Never get to the bottom of those. You don't even know. You're either giving two people too much, you know, when it all has fallen apart.
Oh, yeah. It's just
not
goofy fucking... Yeah.
Remember when Dave Tucci, this last thing, told me that I was chopping the meat up too much. And this is after I worked there for like 2 fucking years. And I was working a Sunday by myself, first of all.
Yeah.
Right? Wasn't supposed to be, of course, but so I was busy, dude. I did like a $750 Sunday.
For some reason, I sort of got to think I remember you telling me this back then.
By myself. And Dave Tucci came in and told me, and I've been drinking beer and smoking one hit on the clock. I mean, I was working by myself. I think it's fucking legitimate. Don't you?
Yeah, I think they call that benefits.
Yeah. I was, when David called me and was like, dude, you can handle it by yourself. And it was the alternative was Dave work with me.
Yeah.
Do it by myself.
By yourself. Tough it out, man.
So he shows 10 minutes before we're closing, and I was mopping. Luckily, I just thrown out a beer and was mopping. Did you ever have Dave come in when you were drinking a beer? You probably never did.
I don't remember, honestly.
That's a special spot for my beer when I was working alone.
Yes?
Like right by the slicer, you know, under the beer?
Uh-huh.
On the top so I could reach it easily, but you could still see out the front window to see if anybody was coming. And Dave was walking up that day, and I had my beer back there, and I just ditched it. You know, the trash can was right behind me. He never saw it.
Right.
I always wondered if Dave ever went through the trash cans, but no, because he was never fucking there, honestly.
Right. And the trash
was literally never
there. It wasn't. I don't remember working ever.
Right. Well, I mean, you remember that time that he had to stay with the guy when it snowed, and they stayed all night in the store?
No.
Did he ever tell you that story?
No, or I don't recall.
It was like a couple months after they opened the Ben White store, whoever the owner guy was and him were there, and they had a really bad door. And Dave stayed the night inside the store watching TV.
Ooh, watching TV.
Okay, right.
Yeah. I think they were like, here's our chance.
He did tell me that they drank some beer, though, while they were sitting in there.
Oh,
and for
my.
Dave, that's like one shiner box.
I think he just...
he just probably just pulled an empty bottle out of the trash and was like, I'm good.
He just sniffed it, waved it by his nose. Oh, man.
I'm glad I'm not drunk.
Yeah.
You're chopping the meat up too small. I probably cooked as many fucking sandwiches as Dave has.
Okay, wait. He came in to... Were you actually cooking one when he says this, or was he like, I need to talk to you about something? Oh, okay.
No, I was cooking one right then. And he's, of course, the one time he decides to hover over me. You know? And so, the people there, right? Dave's not really fucking standing there. And you know how you do to get to fucking cook faster. And he's...
That would miss that shit.
You're chopping it up too much, and the people are at stake or whatever. And I turned around and I said, Dave, one complaint sandwich I've ever made in this shop. Not one complaint. And he's like, okay, cool. I was like, he's not going to remember me. He's like, okay, cool. I never had a complaint there. I've never
had
one of my sandwiches. So, you know... he was just in a mood. Maybe him and your aunt had been fighting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What, how much is little Tony Tucci, like 40 now?
No, he's like 20-something. Jesus Christ.
That's even scarier, that he's actually 20.
Yeah.
I was hoping you were going to say like 13.
Oh, no. No, their younger daughter is just now graduating high school.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
All right, now, did either of them work at the store?
I think Tony did, yeah, briefly, in high school.
Briefly? Does other people, or what's his problem?
I don't know much about that dude. My guess is he probably a couple of weeks and was like, eh, fuck it.
Fuck the fantasy. Fuck you in your dream. Down to one floor.
Right.
Now, does he have two stores or just one store now?
He's got two for sure. Maybe more, but two for
really?
Sure, yeah.
Where's the second one? It's the South Tucci South Side?
It's in Oak Hill.
Oh, it's on the east side.
No, Oak Hill, the west side.
Tucci's west side?
Yes, Tucci's, I don't know what it's called.
South Side, West Side Subs? West Side, South Side, South?
Yes, West Side, South. Austin.
West Side, South Side, South. Wonder if Victor works there.
Oh, my God. I wonder what's happened with that dude. I'm
Did
curious.
Did I have to tell you about it? I saw him working at Taco Bell after he quit. I think I told you that, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. That's a step up for him.
Nice paper hat.
Would have been funnier if you saw Aaron Turner working there.
That would have been funny. But I'm pretty sure he was probably incarcerated after he got, did he get fired? I can't remember what happened to Aaron. I just remember, like, the day him quitting was, like, one of the happiest days of my fucking life.
I really don't remember either. I don't remember, now that you mentioned it. I have no idea. Was I even there? I don't fucking know. Weird.
Oh, yeah, you were still there. Jesus, we worked there together probably 8 months after he left.
Huh. Strange.
Remember, Victor was the assistant manager, because Dave's like, I'm not hiring a manager because the store fucking manages itself. Because we were, like, all fucking honest, kind of honest, decent people.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Fucking work.
Kinda is being polite. I said kinda is being polite.
What, honest?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I never, ever would have taken one dime out of that fucking register if it wasn't for shoving it in my fucking...
That's absolutely
true. Dude,
I
wasn't there, I wouldn't get out of that register. You know what I mean?
That's pretty clever for his ass, so he can point to other people.
Yeah, you know what? And the whole idea that he got me fired. You remember?
Did he? Oh, what?
Yeah, he told me you had been drinking.
Oh, no. I remember talking to him on the phone about that, like, separately. And I was I don't remember what I told him. I told him it was all fucking bullshit and basically...
I told him the truth.
Victor.
I said, Dave, it was Cliff last day. If you look at the register tape, we paid for those beers. Yeah, we decided to have a couple fucking beers, you know, right before his last fucking shift is over. Big fucking deal. It was like quarter till. Because I always made it a point to ring up some beers in there. So then I said, but if there was more bottles, it's because we didn't cure beer. So we walked over to Osco's and got a six-pack of beer.
Ooh.
And it...
Did we? I don't remember.
Yes, that's true. I used to always go over there and get beer. You know, better than paying $2, you get a six pack for like $6 at Osco.
That's true.
And by always, I mean every time I worked.
You literally mean always.
Yeah, I used to make Deanna go on beer runs for me over to fucking.
Did you? She was too weak to carry beer.
Dude, she bucked it up. I gave her a wheelbarrow. And actually, I
it's like she can lift a wheelbarrow.
It's a backpack.
You promised her a mushroom?
Jesus. The parking lot. She would do anything to not have to wait on a customer.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. She hated waiting. She hated cooking cheesesteaks for sure. She wouldn't ever do that.
I do seem to remember that, yeah.
But, yeah, I used to be like, hey, go over. Because I was surprised she was 21. I'm like, hey, go over and get me a six-pack. She's like, really? I'm like, yeah. And she would. After that, I was like, every time, sure, go get me a six-pack. Because she'd smoke. That's when you made her start smoking.
I made her start smoking?
Yeah, she saw how thin you were and was like, I'm going to start smoking.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
She did. She told me that.
She
was like, I want to start.
Shut up.
So thin.
That girl's not even alive now. I don't want to have to be part of that.
I know. I feel bad. I don't. If she didn't get serious help, dude, she probably is not alive.
What was her last name? We can find out.
Deanna Tobar.
You really know it. Wow.
I remember all that kind of stuff.
Tobar.
Probably a brain surgeon.
Because she can fit in the skull.
She's probably the manager.
They just send her in.
Movie theater.
I wouldn't even recognize this broad if I saw her.
Let's see. Did you look it up? I'm not even. Was it Deanna or Deanne?
I think it was Deanna.
Yeah. Tobar. Remember that other girl that worked with us?
No. There was another one?
Yeah, that blonde-haired girl that was a total ditz. You guys are going to be so stoked. I heard her for you guys. And I'm like, what are you fucking talking about?
Man, I don't. Wow.
You really don't?
Mm-mm.
Let's see. Deanna M. Tovar, Austin, Texas.
What? Where do you see that?
PQ. Let's see. She doesn't have anything. Age 39. I mean, that's probably right. Or wait, 38. Yeah, she lives in an apartment. Call her up, dude. See what she's up to.
I can't even find it.
You're like, hey, what up? It's Cliff from Delaware South. Just seeing what you were doing.
You want to go grab a bite?
I got a mushroom in my pocket. Reach in and grab the mushroom I got in my pocket.
Make sure you grab it by the cap.
It's a 6-inch sausage. Special. Remember that he was actually, I remember Dave talking, I don't know how this whole show has ended up being.
It's awesome.
I remember him saying that they were thinking about doing a fish sub. Remember that?
What the, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, and I was like, Dave, I said, I would never,
no.
Like, I wouldn't eat that. I said, I wouldn't even want to cook that. If it comes down from the corporate office, how long before he got sick of that shit, or what happened? Delaware went belly up?
No, Delaware is still alive and kicking, but, yeah, the demands from corporate to the franchisees was, they came in, here's the story I got, whenever he started his own joint. They basically came in and said, look, we want to upgrade our image, we want marble countertops and all this, it's going to cost $250,000 per store, and
what?
You guys have to pay for it.
Yeah, right.
And so, like, 20 franchisees just fucking failed and started their own little brands or whatever.
What, do they think these guys were getting rich or something? They know how much money they're making.
Yeah, like, you would think so. But, yeah, he just said it became way too – and, you know, they'd already taken away, like, even shortly after we left, they'd taken away, like, a Boar's Head shit and were, like, using this weird shitty fucking meats. And
they
weren't using that local bakery anymore.
Remember, they did that when we were still there, and we were supposed to say Boar's Head quality meat.
Oh, that's right.
Instead of saying it's Boar's Head, we had to say Boar's Head quality. Just to like kind of a play on words, whoever came up with it, you know what I mean? Boar's Head quality meat.
Yeah, that's a marketing genius.
And it was also, remember we were supposed to say hotel quality soup.
I do remember that.
What the fuck does that mean?
I've never had soup in a hotel.
Right, I'd be like, it's the best damn soup ever. It's from a hotel. You know, best Holiday Inn Express soup.
That's right. They make your bed, they give you ice, and their soup is fucking amazing.
You've never had the soup. In for the soup.
Next time I book a hotel, I'm going to be like, and what's the soup? What soup are you guys at?
I dare you. I just call one right now and ask them.
Is there an option on Orbitz for soup? Yeah, I need two rooms. So I'm going to come in on the third, and I'd like the bisque.
I'm gonna Google a fucking hotel and we're gonna call it and ask what the soup is.
Well, don't call it Motel 6. It'll just be your ramen noodles.
Yeah, you know what? This is so sad.
Hotel quality. What? That doesn't improve anything. Adding hotel quality to it.
No, it does not.
This is a hotel quality towel. It's don't hold the black light to it.
No. Oh God, this is a hotel quality piece of carpet.
It's a hotel quality bed. Don't flip the mattress over. It's got blood stains and semen on it.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Are you scared for me?
No. But I'm glad it's not me. They must have an option for soup. Press 5 for soup.
Soup.
Okay, here we go. Please hold.
Yeah, what's the soup tonight? What's the soup tonight?
Soup.
Yes. In the restaurant, the soup?
You're trying to call room service, but you call them the 720 Bar and Grill.
What would you suggest?
This is the Hilton Chicago Hotel. What department are you trying to reach?
The soup? Sorry, I couldn't stop. I couldn't hold on to it anymore.
That's the first real radio bit we've done, dude. That's
she was getting mad, I think. I got scared. She's scared. She's like a very angry black woman, didn't she?
You can never set foot in a Hilton in Chicago.
I know. I forgot to push *67 first. I hope they don't call back. You might have the restaurant call back.
You want a soup?
I should have said the one that's famous for the soup.
Hotel quality soup. No, I want restaurant quality soup.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want it like it was brewed in a fucking bathtub in a disgusting motel.
Dude, we seriously have a caller calling in.
Are you serious? Shut up.
Hello.
Yeah, you guys suck. You're terrible.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in. Wait. What's your name?
You're the first caller we've ever had. We want you to stay on the line.
Hold on.
I don't care if you don't like us. Please, just stay.
All right. What are you doing?
Tell us why.
Tell us what we can do to make it better.
You can get sick of each other.
Well, we're too far away. We're in different states.
We are in different states.
Why don't you guys just have phone sex together then?
That's not a bad idea.
Come on, do it. You ain't doing nothing else.
You kick it off. We'll all participate.
It'll be the first phone sex three-way. Phone sex three-way.
I'm not good under pressure, man.
You start.
I am. Oh, yeah, that's the stuff. Suck it.
He ain't doing nothing. Zigzag.
That's the way, dude.
I just feel weird.
How was that? Was I doing a good job?
Reminds me of the good old days, Zigzag.
When you guys used to have sex with each other.
We physical sex.
We have physical sex a lot, but Zigzag was never conscious.
The problem is I'm a heterosexual bottom.
I'm still here, man. You guys are terrible. I think the show's good, but you guys.
What are you drinking tonight, man? What are you drinking tonight?
Semen.
Really? What do you mix that with? Vodka?
Desitin.
Baby
with desitin?
Desitin, is that cough syrup?
Nah, man, it's baby ass spray.
Yes, that's what it is. You're right. I do know what desitin is. It's actually open sores on gaping anuses as well.
Yeah, I just shit my pants. I'm going to go rub it into my cat.
All right, cool. Stay on the line.
Please. Don't go anywhere.
What's your name, caller?
Take the phone with you.
What's your name?
Oh, man. The call is still on, but he's gone. Are you there? Oh, man.
Did we lose him?
Yes, he's gone. He said we're terrible.
Awesome.
He stuck around, though. That's cool.
Wow. He was into something.
Yeah, that dude was, yeah.
He's trying to listen. Hey, dude, call back.
Yeah, absolutely call back. We don't care if you don't like us.
You know, you get our song for free if you send your email.
That's right, and a free T-shirt. So seriously, call back when you're done.
Call back.
Desitin in your butthole.
Yes. Well, you shit yourself. That's impressive, to say the least.
That's commitment to a drunk right there.
That was. Did he call in and stayed with us?
I'm just glad we had a caller.
Me too. That was the coolest thing ever. Fuck, wow. That was fun.
That was fun.
Yeah, I wonder if he heard our radio bit.
I don't know.
Our call to the hotel soup.
Thing. I thought for a second it was a hotel calling back, but then I was like, well, why would they call the show?
They wouldn't even know that number. Unless Big Brother's watching.
That's kind of a landmark, man. I wish he'd stayed on so we could get his name and, like, you know, jot it down somewhere.
Hey, dude, www.hypersloth.me. send us an email, dude. We'll send you a link to the songs for free and a T-shirt of your choosing.
Absolutely.
Oh, by the way, the T-shirt link is, I don't know, did you ever get that fixed?
You know, I was looking at that today, and I didn't. I don't know what the problem is with their plug-in. I did all the settings and stuff, and it's still jacked up, showing a bunch of errors. So I think it might be on their end, but I just took it offline for the moment.
I haven't checked the Spreadshirt store lately, but, I mean, I'm thinking it's still active. Should be.
Yeah, I checked it today.
What should we name that guy? What was your name, caller number one?
Jeez, I don't know. Let me see.
Do you know the killer caller?
He was drinking vodka and sin. Is that what that's called?
I think you said semen and did you not?
Oh, that's right. You suggested vodka.
You mixed that vodka. Everything's good with vodka. But you know what? He sounded like a whiskey drink to me.
He sounded like he's pretty much up for any drinking.
Yeah, that's true. Or pill popping, maybe.
Yeah.
Call us back, dude. Tell us what your favorite mixture of drugs and alcohol is.
I should have wrote down his phone number. Because it shows that when he calls in. We could have called him back.
Really?
Yeah, but now it's gone. It does.
He should call in. How did he even know the number?
Well, he must be listening through Blog Talk Radio. And it's
we
on,
never said it.
I know, but
it's a principal show.
But if he's listening through, he's on our page on Blog Talk Radio, and it's got the number there.
Oh, does it?
Actually, it's probably not his real number, because I'm looking at my number here, and it's some different number, so it probably
scrambles it or something.
Yeah.
Is your area code the same or not?
No, it's totally different.
And was it different when I called in? Remember when I used to call in the show?
Well, I don't know your phone number by heart because I just got it synced to my phone. I never have to enter it, so I'm not sure.
That's what she said. Tell this dude I'm taking some, hey, if you're listening, man, I'm calling in some celebratory pot smoking for you. Take a big swig. Rufus, have a big swig of Bud Light there.
I'm almost out. I may have to go get another one.
You know what? Spin him one of our tunes, dude. Hey, this song's for you. It's called Beer is Food. Check it out. Check
Absolutely.
It out on our website, www.hypersloth.me. Call, you know what? All you got to do is emails for all that free shit, man. We're not fucking around.
Now, how would we, if there's other people listening, how about we know it's really this guy? Oh, fuck it. Just email us, whatever.
Say, tell us what you were drinking.
Right. And remind us how terrible we are.
Yes, please do. That was fun.
That was fun. Okay, this is Beer is Food. Just for you, bud. It's a dedication.
Dedication. This one goes out to Seaman Boy.
Seaman Boy.
Reach. Keep your pants and keep reaching for Uranus. That was my Dick Clark song.
Walk into the kitchen after a hard day's work. A tray of fingers itching. Open them all to murk. Spend all day sleeping sandies at the local sub shop. But yeah, the only thing that gets me through it is a whole bunch of fermented hops. Yeah, beer is food, that's what it's for. Yeah, beer is good, and I want more. It's my brown, my wine, it's my girlfriend looks fine. Yeah, beer is food, I get all the time.
that one went out to our first caller, who I think we should dub, I don't know, Semen Boy? Do you think Semen Boy works?
Yeah, I think Semen Boy works. If you would prefer a different name, call us.
You should call back. Call back and tell us your name. Otherwise, we're just going to play your drunk ass calling in, and we're going to call you Semen Boy over and over and over again. But call us, dude. We really want to talk to you. We want to find out more about you. Really, we want to find out how you heard about the show and how you ended up at the website for the show.
Right, exactly. And if you think it's terrible, why? We're all about improving our product and our brand.
Tell us what we will take. We will take any advice you have to offer.
As long as it's constructive.
Except drinking semen and Desitin. That we will not do. We have to draw the line somewhere, even for entertainment.
Unless you can bottle it and sell it.
See, this guy probably didn't hear. Now, he should go back and listen to our old shows where we were actually, like, doing a show. Today, we were just kind of yakking.
I don't know. I kind of like this show better than all of them.
Oh, we're riffing like we always do.
Yes.
I mean, this guy's have to work at a sub shop.
Or maybe he owns one, and that's why he's pissed.
Maybe that was the old owner from Delaware Subs.
Wait a minute. I think that was Tooch.
Oh, my God. Maybe it was.
Or maybe it was.
Are you talking about the show?
Maybe it was V-Man or Aaron.
Might have been all three.
That's right.
They've been cobbled together into one giant freak of nature.
It's like Voltron.
Instead of three small freaks of nature. So, Semen Boy, call us back, dude. I know that you're still out there.
Semen Boy, call us back, dude. It's going on a T-shirt.
Please, call us back. Anyways, so what were we talking about? Where were we in our stories? Where we were graced presence.
Because I was so blown away. I couldn't believe it when I saw the number pop up. What can that be? I thought it was the hotel.
I love that you thought it was the fucking...
Well, the timing is perfect. Maybe Semen Boy's a genius for waiting to call in, and he's like, oh, here, I'm going to...
Oh, Semen Boy, did you trick us?
You tricker.
Bastard. Did you really? Hey, we could tell... Boy, we're willing to have you on as a repeat character if you want to go that route.
Absolutely.
There will be fame and fortune will abound for you as soon as the hyper slots are. So you don't know your plan is to take over the world, dude. And you don't know how smart we are. So you probably didn't get the comedy that we're doing. But see, there's people out there that can, and they're the people that control all the money in the world.
Right. The Rothschilds show.
Right. Yes, exactly. So, call back, though. We'd still like to talk to you. We'll make a shirt with your face on it. If you don't call back, you don't know how we're going to make your face. And we're just going to call you Semen Boy. And then you're going to be at the store someday, and someone's going to be...